This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The signs are multiplying, aren't they? The fracturing, the unrest, the brazen disregard for the ancient paths. Yahuwah is not silent. He is speaking through the unraveling of nations, through the exposure of deceit, and through the awakening of his scattered people. The Watchman sees it all, woven into the tapestry of prophecy, and we report it as it unfolds. Consider first the land they call Israel. Not Israel, the covenant remnant scattered among the nations, but the modern political construct built upon stolen ground. They seek to weaponize Torah, to equate the sacred obligation to Yahuwah with mandatory national service. A calculated perversion. They believe they can conscript obedience, legislate righteousness. But Yahuwah's covenant isn't a tool for national ambition. It's a lifeline offered to a broken people, a call to repentance and a return to his ways. And as they attempt this blasphemy, as they twist scripture to serve their own ends, the nations turn against them. Sanctions fall upon their ministers, a clear signal of judgment, a taste of the exposure Yeshayahu foretold, the crumbling of Edom's alliances. This is not merely political fallout. It is Yahuwah revealing the wickedness that underpins the entire regime. And the rot isn't confined to that stolen land. Look across the ocean, to the nation built on the illusion of freedom. America, the latest iteration of Edom, is consuming itself with treason. The 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, Section 224, isn't about defense at all. It's a confession. A stark admission of a system built on deceit and self-service. Miriam Henning, a voice crying in the wilderness, confirms what we in Israel have known for generations. This nation prioritizes foreign interests, profits over people, and actively undermines its own foundations. This isn't incompetence, it is calculated destruction. Edom's pattern is always the same: envy, usurpation, relentless opposition to the covenant. And now, we see it playing out in full view, the desperation of a failing system attempting to conceal its decay. The escalation continues. From southern Lebanon comes news of IDF incursions, the abduction of municipal officials, a brazen violation of sovereignty. This isn't about security, it's about control, about suppressing the voices of those who resist their expansionist policies. It's the behavior of a regime sustained by the power of Edom, blind to the righteous judgment of Yahuwah. The world's media sanitizes the narrative, but the truth is far more sinister. They seek to dominate, to maintain their grip on territory they have no rightful claim to, and in doing so, they hasten the time of reckoning. Scattered Israel must remain vigilant, for the nations are aligning themselves according to prophecy, and the stage is being set. And even as the West falters, the judgment falls upon its cities. Belfast in Hibernia, ablaze with unrest. Buildings housing those brought into the nation as asylum seekers, deliberately set alight. The media will label it violence, xenophobia, but the discerning eye of Israel sees something deeper. It's a consequence of Edom's long-standing transgression, the mixing of the nations, the disregard for the established order. Deuteronomy 28 speaks plainly of the consequences of disobedience, the influx of foreign elements, the erosion of identity. The modern state, built upon usury and deceit, has invited this chaos upon itself. This is not a call to rejoice in destruction, but to recognize the hand of Yahuwah in these events. He is not silent. He is exposing wickedness and preparing the way. And now, a telling shift. The modern state of Israel, witnessing the unraveling of the West, openly courts alliances with powers in Asia. India, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, a focused effort to secure itself as the old order collapses. This isn't about shared values. Israel, the covenant remnant, possesses the true values, the Torah, the prophets, the righteous statutes that the West abandoned long ago. These Asian nations are being assessed for their military strength and economic potential, not their adherence to the covenant. The decline of the West is a direct consequence of turning away from Yahuwah, of embracing wickedness. Islam's growing influence is not the cause, but a symptom, a consequence of the spiritual void created by their apostasy. Israel's attempt to secure itself through these alliances is futile. True safety comes from obedience to Yahuwah. The Israeli government, built on the foundations of deceit, fails to grasp this simple truth. They chase after earthly power while the very ground beneath them crumbles. Yahuwah's judgment is unfolding, and the watchman remains vigilant, reporting the truth, sounding the alarm. The day of Yahuwah is near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.